How do you make sure on us to record that, and make sure we get the minutes back?
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. How's everybody? Today is Thursday, November 17th, and it's about 9:20, 2011. I, Brenda Neal, the Circuit Clerk, am here as your temporary chairman of the Salary Commission meeting. For the record, we need to take a quick roll call and make sure we have enough in attendance for a quorum. When I call your name, please say "here." Recorder of Deeds, Robert Dixon.
Here.
County Clerk, Donna Neely.
Here.
Prosecuting Attorney, Jeff Merrill. Sheriff Jimmy Russell.
Here.
Presiding Commissioner Ron Houseman.
Here.
Commissioner District 1, Jim Strophis.
Here.
Commissioner District 2, Danny Strahan.
Here.
Collector Sheila Wyatt.
Here.
Treasurer Helen Suti.
Here.
Assessor James Strahan.
Here.
Auditor Rick Finley.
Here.
Public Administrator Carol Davis.
Here.
Coroner Kevin Tweedy. So it looks like we have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in attendance. So that's enough for a quorum. As you know, I am your temporary chairperson. So is there any nominations for a chairperson? Do I hear any names?
I'll nominate Brenda Neal
to
continue on. I'll second the motion.
No. I can't do that.
I nominate Jeff Merrill.
I hear Jeff Merrill, and I hear a second. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, looks like you have it.
I would rather not.
Okay. He has denied that.
I nominate Jimmy Russell.
I hear Jimmy Russell.
Second.
I hear a second. Everybody
Jimmy, will you serve?
Jimmy, will you serve?
I think
I get this done. Okay. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Looks like the ayes have it. I turn it over to Jimmy Russell.
First off, have you got the agenda?
No, but one of the things you have to do is I have to give the state of financial condition.
Right.
Let me get your microphone.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy, go through and
forward. Here, I'll just roll this around.
Roll that around.
All right. Watch the door.
So there? Okay. First off, Donna Neely will need to do the state of the county for the finances.
As most of you know, we all received the sales tax report. Currently, we are up $26,684.44 over 2010 in our sales tax. The last monthly report showed that we had a beginning balance of $9,666,318.84 that was left over from 2010. Total revenues this year at this point is $10,727,691.28 and expenditures, so at this point, is $10,563,464.45. And everybody should have received a copy of the minutes from last year, or 2009. The November minutes were approved. The December 14th minutes have not been approved. So we'll request a motion for that.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, for the minutes of December 14th, 2009, everybody received those? Does anybody need a copy of them? Do we have a motion to approve?
I would make a motion. I'll second the motion.
Motion made by Rick Finley to approve, seconded by Commissioner Jim Strophis. Anybody need to say anything about it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I think you have to do a roll call vote.
We need a roll call on it. Okay. All right.
Then I'll have to see the minutes. I didn't remember we had a meeting on the 14th.
Yeah. Okay. We'll now take a roll call vote on it. Robert Dixon? Donna Neely? Jim Strophis?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Ron Hausman?
I wonder if it would be appropriate to be voted that I wasn't here.
You can abstain?
Yes.
Okay. Sheila Wyatt?
Yes.
Jeff Merrill?
Aye.
Myself, I vote aye. Helen Sutee?
Aye.
James Strahan?
Aye.
Rick Finley?
Aye.
Carol Davis?
Aye.
Kevin Tweedy? Not here. Okay. That passes. Of course, the purpose, I've got statutes 50.333, if anybody wants a copy of that. It's the statute stating what we're here for and how it's to proceed as far as the vote on the percentages and things. Does anybody need a copy of that? Okay, I'll get you a copy. Okay, the purpose for the Salary Commission is to establish the salary for the upcoming elected officials coming into office. It has to be done as a percentage. All of them, once we vote on the percentage, it goes equally to everyone. Of course, the raises will be done that as the new person comes into office or the incumbent retains his office. So, according to the statute, the form in which the motion needs to be made. It states the Salary Commission. I'm not going to read it from yours, or I'm going to read it directly from the statute there. The Salary Commission for Tannehill County hereby certifies that it has met pursuant to law to establish compensation for county officers to be paid to such officers during the next term of office for the officers affected. The Salary Commission reports that there shall be either no increase in compensation or an increase in compensation of a percent, a decrease of a percent, and the county officer's salary set at what percent of the maximum allowable compensation according to the statutes. Do we have any motions pertaining to that?
I'd like to make a statement for the record. It doesn't get signed in the form of the motion. It's not a
You always make me do that.
I'd like to make a statement that doesn't pertain to a motion, but it is a matter of record and a matter of interest, I think, to all the citizens of Taney County, that at the breakout at the first class meetings and the CCAM meeting that we go to, that the Taney County first class officials for first class county are the lowest paid first class county in the state. That was according to the people that were present at the meeting. I just wanted to make that a matter of record.
Do we have any motions?
Sheriff, I'd like to make a motion that the county officials be paid 100% of the amount allowed in the statute based on the assessed valuation.
We have a motion from Jeff Merrill that the be no increase in our salaries, that it stay at the 100% as it is currently. And have a second from Sheila White. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote. Robert Dixon?
Yes.
Donna Neely?
Aye.
Jim Strophis?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Ronald Hausman? Ron Hausman has left the room. Sheila Wyatt.
Aye.
Jeff Merrill.
Aye.
Myself, Jimmy Russell, vote aye. Ellen Sutey.
Aye.
James Strahan.
Aye.
Rick Finley.
Aye.
Carol Davis.
Aye.
And Kevin Tweedy is absent. With everyone here voting aye, that passes. Do we have any further business for the Salary Commission?
I need clarification on the reading of this heading on the minutes we approved. December 14, 2009, 35th day of the October adjourned term. What in the world is that?
That shouldn't have been on there.
Oh.
That needs to be removed.
Because I can't come up with 35 days in any mathematical form.
That's a good point.
Do we need to reopen the minutes then for an amendment to it?
I think we need to stricken that because it means it means.
Yeah. Did you just make a motion and then that the minutes be approved with the correction? Jimmy, I've got a question. I don't remember doing that on December 14th. I thought we did that much earlier in the year at the first minutes.
It was 2009. I don't really remember.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you was on December 14th.
You mean we only hold for about 90 days, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I am. Sometimes the lunch gets out of 45.
I couldn't tell you for sure. I'm just going by the records I had.
Well, I can go back. I was thinking it was much earlier than the first meeting when all that.
Well, there was two meetings. But the first appeal in there, it says that we approved the minutes of the first meeting.
Oh, so that's just saying you approved at that second meeting what you did in the first meeting. Right. I thought you were saying that motion.
This is the second meeting that we had in 2009. But
right.
The first meeting's already been approved.
Yeah, I believe they was in November 20th.
It was October something.
Yeah, no, November 20th, I believe.
They had to be prior to the statute.
Right.
Yeah. Jimmy, how do you want to make the motion to amend or to correct or strike it out initial and we'll approve it with corrections? How do you want to do that?
We probably need to start with a motion to reopen the minutes for discussion, I would say.
So moved.
Second. Have a motion by Jim Strophis to reopen the December 14th, 2009 minutes for discussion. And seconded by Donna Neely. The discussion on it is to strike the 35th day of the October adjourned term from the heading of the December 14th, 2009 minutes. Is that correct?
I can't make it work.
Yeah, I agree with you. Do we have a motion for that?
Some
move
to make those changes.
Jim Strophis makes a motion to make those changes. Rick Finley seconds it. Robert Dixon?
Aye.
Donna Neely?
Aye.
Jim Strophis?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Ronald Hausman?
Yes,
Sheila Wyatt?
Aye.
Jeff Merrill?
Aye.
And myself, I vote aye. Ellen Sutey?
Aye.
James Strahan? Rick Finley,
aye.
Carol Davis,
aye.
Kevin Tweedy is not here. All right. Any further business?
I'm not emotional yet.
Oh, Ron.
I'd just like to apologize for having stepped out of the room.
No, I understand. You've got medical things going with the family. That's fine.
Yeah.
Rick Finley makes a motion. We adjourn.
Seconded
by Robert Dixon.
Comment.
Okay.
If you notice on that, as minutes we recessed.
In case there's a statute
wanted to reconvene.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that that's correct, but I see it on the minutes.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I see that.
When you recess, when do you ever meet and adjourn? And you're still in meeting until this meeting.
You're in recess, I guess, until the next meeting.
It doesn't sound quite right.
I mean, I'm not sure how the statute's written specifically for that.
The statute, actually, I have it here.
You can always post. That's why I don't understand why you never reset.
Right.
You
can meet. Let me find it right here. You can meet at any number of times prior to December 15th. Cannot meet on December 15th, but prior to December 15th. I believe the statute actually says after November 15th until December 15th. So
I think
we can always repost and reconvene.
I think the reason that was done to get the minutes passed of the Salary Commission, and that's why you've got these minutes dragging behind. Otherwise, your minutes don't get approved for 2 years on the Salary Commission that we've met today. And I believe that was the process that we brought up, is to have the other meeting to approve these minutes and then let this approval drag on for 2 years, meaning it was approved.
To approve the pay rail, because otherwise we won't have approved minutes for pay.
For 2 years. How about setting, we could go ahead and set a date to approve these minutes, quickly reconvene prior to December the 15th.
How are you gonna approve
those minutes? Let's just recess and we'll schedule another one, Jimmy, James is saying. And
yeah.
It was an issue at the time that we needed to have the minutes approved prior to people drawing the salary for 2 years of unapproved minutes.
Okay. So we can recess this then, and we'd have to meet prior to December 15th to approve those minutes. So basically you would have to get them, the minutes typed up, sent to us. Can we go ahead and set a date?
Make it a Monday? What's best for everyone? Do you want to look at your calendars, or how are you going to do this?
Everybody's usually here on Monday.
Does it have to go in the paper again and everything and be in the paper for 15 days?
If we recess.
Okay, but we don't have to. Okay.
I make a motion to change the wording of the recess.
Why don't we go ahead and change. Rick, you want to rescind your...
I would rescind my motion and say, let's recess until... Jim, give me a date.
December 5th.
December 5th at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Here.
Motion's been made and seconded, made by Rick Finley and seconded by Donna Neely, to recess until December 5th at 1 o'clock and reconvene at that time to approve the minutes of this meeting. Robert Dixon?
Aye.
Donna Neely?
Aye.
Jim Strophas?
Aye.
Danny Strahan?
Aye.
Ronald Houseman?
Aye.
Sheila White?
Aye.
Jeff Merrill?
Nay.
Myself, I vote aye. Helen Suti?
Yes.
James Strahan?
Aye.
Rick Finley?
Aye.
Carol Davis?
Aye.
And Kevin Tweedy's absent. It passes, I believe, 11-1. We are now recessed until December 5th.